It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Gardener Supply and Vermont Victory Greenhouses. Charlie, hi.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Well, people love all types of berries for pie and for ice cream or just putting on cereal. Birds also love berries, and certain berry shrubs and trees for especially migrating birds or even the ones who stick around for the winter can be really essential. So when do we plant berry shrubs and trees, and what kinds work best?
Yeah, now is the time to plant trees and shrubs. A good time of year here in September, because we'll have at least a few months before the ground freezes. That gives the plants a lot of time to get their roots established. So you want to plant shrubs that have berries that are good for the birds. You want to look at native shrubs. And there's two groups that I really like. One are the dogwoods and the other are the viburnums. So for the viburnums, you want to look for plants such as the nannyberry, which is Viburnum lentago, black haw, Viburnum prunifolium, and American cranberry bush, Viburnum trilobum. These are big shrubs, they're big in the landscape, they have tons of berries on them, and they're really good for your birds. Now in the dogwood world, there's red osier dogwood, which is Cornus seriaceae, a gray dogwood, it's Cornus racemosa, and silky dogwood, Cornus ammonum. Now, the reason we want to do natives for the berries as opposed to exotics like the Japanese honeysuckle or the buckthorn is that there's a difference in the nutritional quality of the berries. There is some research that was done in Maine that showed that berries from natives and berries from exotics had about the same amount of caloric value to them, but the fat content really differed. So for the native plants, you have a fat content that goes up almost to 48%, depending on the berry, whereas for the exotics, it's only 2%. Imagine a migrating bird trying to fatten themselves up for the winter to migrate south, or a bird just trying to make it through the winter here. Having that extra fat is going to make a big difference. So we can help just by growing some of these plants that have great berries that'll look nice in the landscape at the same time.
Oh, that's so fascinating. Here is a question from Miriam in Hinesburg. And Miriam says, Charlie, you sweet talked me into buying one of those perennial hibiscus bushes. Now you have to teach me how to save it. In this year of garden death and destruction, drought and floods and pestilence, 10 plagues, no cucumbers, few zucchinis, and first tomatoes in September, and all that, I can't bear another garden tragedy.
Well, Miriam, I'm sorry to hear that your hardy hibiscus is having a tragedy. She did write to me earlier about these little caterpillars that were eating the foliage of her hardy hibiscus plants. These are the hibiscus sawflies. And these are sawflies that will not get killed by BT, which is an organic pesticide. And they are on the underside of the leaves, and they can just devastate a plant pretty quickly. So the thing to do next year, after you clean up this area pretty well in the fall to try to remove any of those sawflies that might be trying to overwinter there. Next year, when it comes up and we get to midsummer or so, start checking those leaves of the hardy hibiscus. And when you start seeing some damage and seeing those little caterpillars, then you want to spray on the underside of the leaves with spinosad. Now, spinosad is an organic product, but it is harmful to bees. So you have to be very careful with it. You want to spray it in the evening once the bees have gone home for the night. And then once it's dried, it's not as toxic. So that would be the spray to use on the undersides of the leaves, preferably before the hardy hibiscus starts flowering so you don't have a lot of bee activity around.
Excellent. If you have questions, send them to us, vermontpublic.org. Do a search for All Things Gardening. Submit your question in that post. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.